3. The cultures of the dog. People imagine the dog, define it, and then set out to find it. They succeed to a remarkable degree in creating the dog of their desire, even if it is not the one they want. Such is the paradoxical nature of the beast. Rapid advances in genome sequencing in recent years have focused so much attention on the biology of domestication that its equally important cultural dimensions have at times been overlooked. Part of the reason lies in convincing genetic evidence that most domestications occurred in more than one place at one time. In fact, multiple domestications sometimes occurred at widely distant locations nearly simultaneously. We know too little about the cultures of Neolithic people to speak definitively about their motivations, and even less about people from an earlier age who were responsible for the dog. It is tempting to say that they shared a common knowledge of how to socialize a wolf, but it is at least as accurate to say that the wolf showed humans the way. The wolf as dog has already proved itself one of the most successful colonizers of territory in the animal kingdom, second only to humans in its ability to reach and occupy nearly every terrestrial ecosystem of the globe. Dogs live in every habitat, human or natural, from densely peopled urban centers to wilderness, from suburbs to farms, from forests to grasslands, from frozen tundra to tropical deserts. Although it has formally been banned by treaty from Antarctica, ostensibly to protect seals, which explorers fed to their dogs in vast quantities through the 1950s, the dog has made its mark at both poles. Dogs carried Robert Peary and Matthew Henson to the North Pole in 1909, and 2 years later they were at the South Pole with Roald Amundsen and two companions. Preferring his own power, Amundsen skied to the South Pole, leaving his companions to manage the dogs and sleds. The dog also beat its human companion into space, although there, as so often has happened on Earth, humans failed to uphold their end of the bargain. To overcome limitations on the amount of food that could be carried on sleds, polar expedition dogs were routinely overloaded on the run to their destination, then killed and eaten by the explorers, the other dogs,